Harper Audio Australia presents Without Further Ado by Jessica Detman, read by Zoe Trilsback. This book was written on the traditional lands of the Wadi Wadi and Cammeraygal peoples and set on the lands of the Wadi Wadi, Cammeraygal and Gadigal peoples. We acknowledge the traditional owners of these lands, the original storytellers, and recognise their ongoing connection to the land, water and community. We pay our respects to elders past and present. To Jess Torrey, whose friendship has been constant in all things. Chapter 1. Stop sighing and delete that app. Willa looked up from her phone with a start, blinking her way back into consciousness as if a stage hypnotist had just released her from his control. She wasn't aware she'd made a sound. She locked her phone, but still, men's faces seemed to float in the air before her, three-quarter profiles and folded arms with bulging biceps burned into her retinas. She wiggled her thumb, which ached from swiping, and stretched out her hand to pat Billy Jowl, the grizzled Jack Russell bulldog cross curled up beside her on the couch. Her best friend, Kat, stood before her, holding out a steaming bowl. Take it! It's burning me! Sorry, sorry. Willa dropped her phone face down onto the velvet upholstery and took the bowl with both hands. Kat sat down on the other side of the sleeping dog and stirred her own bowl with her fork, mixing the meat into the pasta. Voila, signorina, parpadelle alle bolle knese. For a change, Willa said. Kat cooked very good spaghetti bolognese, very often. She took a large mouthful, swallowed and said, this is excellent. I wasn't sure I'd be able to look a bolognese in the eye again after dinner with Anders on Wednesday. Was the date terrible? Please say it was terrible because although I would try, I would definitely struggle if you went and fell for someone who sounds like his name is a plural. It was terrible, Willa reassured her. Hooray! Kat's face lit up momentarily before she wiped the smile away. Not hooray, she corrected herself. That came out wrong. I don't want you not to find someone. I'll just miss these stories when you do. Wait, let me sort the lamps. She reached over several stacks of leather-bound hardback books to flick off the overhead light and turned on three artfully placed vintage lamps. It transformed her cluttered living room with its landlord's off-white walls and the thin plywood door to the pokey kitchen into a cosy den. Kat was good at lights and furnishings, as well as bolognese. She tapped at her phone to start an instrumental Taylor Swift playlist, their usual soundtrack when relating their dating tales of woe. Kat picked up her bowl again. Right, okay, go. Tell me the story of Anders and why that was the last we'll be seeing of him. Willa fished out a little clump of meat and presented it to Billy, who opened one eye and lapped it carefully from her hand. Wiping her palm on her jeans, she picked up her fork and took another bite, just to make sure she really and truly was safely back on the horse, before telling Kat that ultimately it was because on their second date, Anders washed the dishes from their spaghetti bolognese in the shower, the sexy shower they were taking together, that she had decided there would be no third date with that man. It had all been going relatively well until then. The first date, a Friday night drink at the pub that turned into going for a green chicken curry, finishing up with a decent pash under the romantic glow of a purple neon sign that read Taimia River while Willa waited for her Uber, was better than most, and she'd had no hesitation in agreeing to a dinner at his flat the following week. He'd cooked spaghetti bolognese, which was what men cooked on second dates when they wanted to show you they were down to earth and capable in the kitchen. It was meant to hint at a steady domestic future, even if they were no more interested in a long-term arrangement than they were in hearing the finer details of Willa's job. They did it to give the impression they had so many other dishes in their repertoires that sometimes they just wanted to make a good old-fashioned spag bowl. It generally turned out that all the other dishes in their repertoires were toast. While no match for Kat's cooking, Anders' effort had been a 7 out of 10 bolognese, which, paired with a decent Shiraz, in glasses that were almost bigger than the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?